Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey guys, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. My name is Kate Spencer.
And my name is Dori Shafrir.
And don't be fooled, we're not experts. We're just two friends who like to talk about old serums.
So many serums.
And this is the mini ep
dose.
That's right, number two.
Number two.
We're back.
We made it.
Tiny fun. We made it.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. Another week has gone by.
Indeed.
And here we are answering questions.
Yeah. And listening to voicemails.
Oh my God, they're rolling
in. We got some voicemails.
They're coming in.
Thank you guys for sending in those voicemails because I didn't want to have to comfort you.
If nobody left voicemails, were you going to call in and disguise your voice and leave questions?
I was going to use a voice synthesizer thing. Yeah. Hello, Kate and Dori.
Well, luckily we didn't have to resort
to
that.
No, we didn't.
Thank you for calling. If you want to reach us and ask a question or leave a comment, you can call our voicemail number. It's 781-591-0390.
And you can also send us questions over email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Should we kick it off with a voicemail question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, I love your podcast because I love skincare and just girls talking in general. However, I am not Forever 35, I am
what?
19. And I was just wondering, do you guys eventually stop wanting to crawl out of your skin and run away? Like, you know, not to be emo, but like, do you eventually find peace and like, capability to live your life? Thank you for answering, if you do. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ, Kate.
Oh, my God.
Way to kick it off.
My heart shattered 100 times because do I wonder this every day of my life?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
And...
But also, can we look back to 20 years ago and acknowledge that things have gotten better?
Yes. Listener, my forever 19-year-old, thank you so much for calling and thank you for listening.
Yes.
Being 19 is so hard.
It is so hard. It is the hardest.
It is so hard. So to answer your question, do you ever stop feeling like you want to crawl out of your skin? The answer is... kind of.
Yeah.
I think you start feeling it less.
I agree. I mean, I definitely had obsessive behaviors as a 19-year-old and was so depressed and miserable and not comfortable in my own skin, like so uncomfortable in my own skin. And with the help of therapy and antidepressants and getting older and getting more confident, but it was a process. It was for sure a process.
Even today, I have a really wonderful like community, Facebook community of women that I'm a part of, this small group of women. And I sent a message out to this small group that was like, hey, I'm really trying to get more confident and comfortable in my body as it is, but I can't resist the feeling I have that I want to lose 10 pounds.
Mm.
And what what do I do? Like, I'm still not
there
yet. I do feel like in a lot of ways I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But that feeling of not totally being set in your own body still is a struggle for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what has helped me? And I say this as someone who I think if you are overweight and you are trying to lose weight, this probably won't apply to you. But I feel like I am someone who always felt like I needed to lose 10 pounds in a sort of annoying way. Like, remember that episode of Girls when Hannah Horvath is like, you don't know what it's like to, like, what did
Isn't
she say?
Every episode of Girls?
Well, no, she has this quote that's like, my whole life I've been like 13 pounds overweight or something.
I don't remember it, but
and I remember
get
when
that
she
feeling.
Said that, I was like, oh my God, like this is insane. Like, to feel like you are like 10 pounds overweight. And I was just like, ugh. So anyway, what has helped me recently, and this is recent, I have stopped weighing myself. And I also have been eating whatever I want when I'm hungry. And that has been working for me, and I feel just calmer about food and about my body.
I also don't weigh myself. I have to resist it because sometimes I want to.
Yeah.
But I'm following a similar path, and it feels really good.
Yeah.
But then I have moments where I'm like, should I be restricting and counting, and you know, like that siren call.
Yeah.
But this caller didn't specify this was an actual body.
No.
That's just where my brain went.
Yeah.
I just wanna, you know.
No, and I to the caller, I think that the very simple answer to your question is like, yes, it does get better. But I found that I had to work at it to get better.
Yeah.
And I'm not like 100%. Like, I still, you know, I'll see pictures of myself and I'm like, oh, what a horrible picture. I'm so ugly, you know? And it's like, that is such, I hate those negative thoughts. Even as
too.
I'm thinking them, I hate them. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is something that as women, we all probably, a lot of us struggle with.
Caller, can I also just tell you an experience that I've had, maybe Dora, you've been through this, is I will, you know, let's say I'm 20 and someone took a picture of me and I, at the time, was like, ugh, look at myself. And then I find that picture 10 years later and I'm like, wow, look at me. I was so happy and dewy-faced and joyous.
Yep.
And then I'll take a picture now.
And I've had this exact experience.
You, as you get older, you have so much love for your younger self, but it's hard to still find that love that you feel for your younger self for your current self.
Yeah.
So if you can, let's work on this together, my friend. Like, if you can just start cultivating a little bit of even just like one positive thought about yourself a day, write it down, meditate on it. I'm going to try this too.
Yeah.
Cause I need work in this area too.
Yeah.
Big time. It's a lifelong process, but I do think it gets a little bit easier to feel a little more settled in your bones.
I agree.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean,
drawn the line.
Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have Honey Love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
No.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honey Love has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Oh, man. I could talk about this for hours.
I feel like I could too. And it makes me cry in a way, you know, because I don't want that to repeat itself in my own daughters.
Yeah.
I'm like, when can we, can this cycle end with us? But I don't think it does.
It's I know.
It's such a vicious
This has experience. Honestly made me nervous about having daughters. Like my husband really wants a daughter and I want, like, whatever, at this point I would take any child. But I just think about what a miserable teen I was. And I was like miserable for like 10 years. And that's like a hard thing to feel like, what if I had a kid that was miserable for 10 years? That's so hard.
I'm scared of it. My kids already have very strong emotions and anxieties and different, you know, their confidence changes. And it's hard being a person. It's just fucking hard.
Totally.
Should we do another question?
Yeah.
Is the next one heavy? No, but I have a very strong opinion about it.
Great.
So just pause for a minuto. Hold on.
Oh, I see it.
Okay.
Yep.
Dorian.
Let's go.
You want me to read this one?
Sure.
Here's the question.
Okay.
I have pretty normal looking feet, but they definitely need some love, and I have no idea how to go about that product wise. I don't want to pay a ton, but I feel like I need something. Do they make feet serum? How do you two in balmy California deal with feet? Do you deal with your feet?
Well, listener, I do deal with my feet. My feet are interesting because my first four toes are like basically the same size, which makes, yes, Kate is making a wait, very confused
like
face.
It's just they're, even they're, and then one
and
tiny
then one
toe?
Tiny toe. So it makes finding shoes that like actually fit me hard. And I have like a permanent corn or bunion or something on my fourth toe because it should be shorter and it's been forced to sort of like bend. Wow. So I think for a long time, sorry, this is a total digression, but this is all in way of saying that like my way of taking care of my feet is now also actually wearing shoes that fit.
Yes.
And not shoes that are uncomfortable. And also I get pedicures in the winter. I try to get pedicures every 2 to 3 weeks. And in the summer I get pedicures every 1 to 2 weeks because also I have really weak nails. My nails, like I get my nails break. I have a toenail that breaks. Like it's just, I just like to keep up with my feet because my feet are sometimes problematic.
I hate feet. I fucking hate feet. I think they are so gross. I can literally count on one hand like specific people's feet that I'm okay with. And after that, I hate every foot. I just, it's been like a weird thing since I was a child.
Matt,
I don't
also,
like my own feet.
My husband hates feet too.
Ugh, I truly am horrified by feet. And I don't like my own feet. My second toe is longer than the first.
Isn't that like a sign of royalty?
Like that's a sign of just genetics that my dad had it. But in to answer your question was not, do you hate feet? It was, what do you do to take care of them? But I say that because you mentioned that we live in California and it is sandal season here 80% of
it
the
is.
Year. And I know people who live in like drier places get a lot, or colder places get cracked heel. I mean, there can be a lot of really painful stuff that can happen to your feet. So one way I keep mine like moisturized and feeling good is I'll lather a really thick, heavy cream on them at night, and then I put socks on.
Yeah.
And I just let that stuff soak in.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that too with, I've used bag balm. Have you ever used bag balm? Yeah. Bag balm is like the best stuff.
That's good for like a cracked heel.
It's good for a cracked heel because I, even though I live in California, I've had cracked heels, especially when I was traveling a lot back and forth to the East Coast. And actually Matt got me a thing of bag balm. He was like, you have cracked heels.
Romantic.
This is, yeah, it was very early That's on thoughtful. In our relationship. And I was like, oh, this man is thoughtful. His love language is acts of service.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also get pedicures, Dory.
Yes.
But I do gel pedicures on my feet.
Oh, okay. I've gotten
so
a gel pedicure.
They last for like, I mean, I also go way too long without getting them removed.
And you don't feel like your toenails get too long?
No, I have them start short, but I also have, no, well, sometimes I'll cut them with the gel on and just try to make it last as long as I can. But I can get a good 2 months out of a gel pedicure before it looks weird.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
I'm impressed.
Yeah. And so I do that because it just looks shiny. It just lasts longer and it doesn't seem to affect my nails. I will say I am not a fan of like removing calluses, or I haven't done a foot mask because when you remove, I mean, this is coming from a perspective of being a former person who used to run.
Yeah.
But when you remove a callus or really get rid of all the kind of buildup on your feet, it's going to come back and you're going to get blisters in the process.
Yeah.
So I would be careful of like getting your foot shaved.
Yeah.
But also like a good pumice stone might not hurt.
Totally. And, you know, I've gone to nail salon. I think they're not supposed to do it when they like razor your feet, but it does feel amazing.
Does it? I've never done it. It grosses me out.
No, I love it. I haven't done it in a long time because I think it's illegal in California. It was definitely illegal in New York State, but if you like asked for it, like wink, wink, they would.
They like take you to the bathroom.
They would do one. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of just like, I mean, it's like exfoliation.
Yeah.
I have never done baby feet. I don't think I will.
No.
I saw a friend when she was mid baby foot and it was so disgusting that I was like, Nope.
Your feet just peel. It looks like after a sunburn.
Yeah.
It's just skin peeling off.
It was like yellow and peel. I don't know. It was just gross. So yeah, I think if you have cracked heels, the old moisture plus sock is the way to go.
And doesn't need to be a fancy moisturizer. I use like a Eucerin.
No, and Bag Balm is like,
oh yeah, your Bag Balm.
$8 or something for a huge jar that lasts for a really long time.
Get a real pair of cozy socks
too. Yeah.
Yeah, like a thick
and also
sock.
Just put them on right before you get into bed so they're not like dirty socks.
Good tip.
Thank you.
I always go to bed with dirty socks.
I've been known to do that too. It's disgusting, but I feel like if you're really going to take care of your feet, then
you got to take care of your bed.
You have to take care of your bed.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor article makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. Gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Should we do one more voicemail?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to hit it off here. Hold on. It's a longer one. It's a product recommendation.
Ooh, love a product recommendation.
Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Giselle. I thought it'd be fun to leave you guys a voicemail because I love the podcast so much. I usually save it for a great walk at the end of the week.
Oh.
And I've also gotten my best friend, Rue, into the podcast. So if you do play this, hi, Rue. Thanks so much for being an amazing friend. But she lives in the UK and I'm in Belgium. So we started a new Sunday evening ritual inspired by the podcast of putting on face masks. And then we FaceTime with each other and we get to have a really great weekly catch up. And it's really wonderful. So I highly recommend this to anyone else who's got some long distance besties. And then we also get to just chat about whatever new things we've heard about on Forever 35 and then what we're doing to look after ourselves this week and any new things we're into. So I thought I would share one with you guys. And it's this new face oil from one of these French pharmacy brands, Caudalie, and it's their vine-active detox night oil. And it's like a specially formulated all-natural oil, supposedly to help detox the city pollution out of your skin. Anyways, it's like a dry oil and it has this, I like the sort of herby smell, and it sort of soaks in really well. And I feel like, you know, I look extra radiant in the morning after using it. Sometimes it's just, I use it alone or under a moisturizer. So that's my recommendation for this week. And yeah, as always, looking forward to the next podcast, and thank you so much for creating it. And I'm loving the community that's arisen from it.
Aww.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh my God. I just love the vision of long distance best friends putting on a face mask and FaceTiming
in Belgium and the UK.
Oh, what a dream.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, listeners around the world,
international.
I can't get over it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. Well,
and I love Caudalie.
First of all, can we just say the way she says it is beautiful? It when is. I say it, I'm like, Caudalie? Yeah. And I took 100 years of French class.
Me too.
And I still butcher it and sound like an American monster. I've heard of this product. I think been recommended before. And I tried it once at Sephora and it sounds delightful. I would love to know if anyone else has tried it. It's the Vine Active Overnight Detox Night Oil, I believed. Is that what they said? Night oil?
What's in it?
I'm just looking at it on old Sephora's right now.
Love Sephora's.
So you know Sephora's, the sister store to Sephora. It's grapeseed oil with polyphenols, which says regenerates, essential oils of carrot, lavender, and white sandalwood to detoxify, and then vegetal oils of sweet almond and rose, essential oils of neroli and petite grain, which is supposed to provide anti-fatigue properties. And it is paraben-free. It is sulfate-free. It is phthalate-free. And according to Sephora, it's an Allure Best of Beauty Award winner, which, as I was telling you, I always am a sucker for.
Oh, totally.
Like, I don't know. Allure is great. I trust their editors. And whenever I see that red circle, I'm like, okay, I'll just buy this thing.
Yeah, it's like good housekeeping.
It is. So that's what it says.
You know, Origins had sent us some stuff.
I love their stuff that they sent us.
And they sent us this Nitamins oil that sounds a lot like this oil. And as I'm looking up the ingredients, it has vitamins C and E and has vanilla, orange, neroli, and valerian essential oils. And it has salicylic acid. And it has pomegranate, cranberry, and clary sage. I did read some reviews of it online that didn't like the scents of it. I liked the scents. I thought it, I liked how it felt going on my face. So that's another option if the Caudalie is not available.
Caudalie. I don't think it's that.
Okay. Whatever you say.
I do like that Origin stuff also.
Yeah, it's nice.
I used it last night and every time I use it, I'm like, I chuckle at Nitamins.
Nitamins, I know.
Vitamins. You guys get it. It's a pun. Ha!
Well, on that note,
thank you so much for everyone who called in and wrote us. And keep it up. We'll be here
making these mini episodes.
Make these mini episodes.
Till the end of time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.